How often do you have to make a mortgage payment?
Once a month.
Once a month. Because it's a recourse loan. What happens if you stop making the mortgage payment? So the collateral is your house. The bank isn't just going to give you 87 grand to go enjoy. If you stop paying it back, the bank gets the asset. You follow?
Yes.
In life insurance, my collateral is the death benefit. The company's already on the hook for millions to my wife when I die. I'm going to call the insurance company and say, I want to borrow 100 grand. I'm going to borrow against the death benefit. If I never put the money back into my policy, when I die, my wife gets the million minus the 100. She gets $900,000 tax-free.
Let's cut to the chase. When it comes to loans and life insurance, that loan is between you and the life insurance company, not between you and the cash value or the death benefit. And that life insurance company is going to collateralize that loan. But they're not collateralizing it against the death benefit. They're collateralizing it against your cash value. And here's the problem. If you do not properly structure that policy with regard to the death benefit relative to the cash value buildup and the guideline premiums, you could end up in a scenario where the loan outstanding with all of the accrued interest has exceeded the cash value. Value build up within that policy. When that happens, that policy will lapse, and that could create a taxable event for you while leaving you without coverage. Now, don't get me wrong. I actually think life insurance is a good tool. It just has to be used for the right purpose.